Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I'm having something quite strange happening at the moment. Now, right. If you're listening, this might have happened to you, but it's just like, it's very bizarre. And I don't know if this is just like a new thing that my wife might be overthinking, but I've actually been asked to, I've been banished from my house tonight.
Oh.
So.
Don't come home.
Well, I'm allowed to come home to help put our son to bed.
Oh.
But after that.
After that, get out.
Get out. My wife is in a book club.
Yep.
And it is.
That's fun.
They take turns hosting it. So they'll read a book. Yeah. They'll catch up. And essentially, it's like most book clubs. Like, yeah, they talk about the book, but it's just a great reason to catch up, share a meal with a group of people. So I think she's got five or six mates coming around tonight. And so.
What book have they been reading? Why? Sorry. I'm sorry for asking questions.
No, I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll just rattle off books till I reckon it's right. Harry Potter.
Is it?
Twilight.
No. Are you just naming only the only books you know of?
Encyclopedia.
Okay, all right.
Specky McGee.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
So book. Your wife's been reading Specky McGee.
Yep, and so they're all coming around at like 7, and my wife was like, you can't be in the house. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, well, when we've done it with at everyone else's house, like this, she's like sixth off six to do it. So this is like the sixth one they've done.
So she knows what
she's
to
like,
expect.
None of the other partners have been there.
Oh. And I but was like, can't you just like hide out in the bedroom?
Well, she was like, if you're staying at home, you'll have to stay in the bedroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, you said you've been in my room? She was like, yes. She was like.
And shut up.
She's like, and then, so I was like, okay, well, yeah. Because I don't want it, like my best mate, like Essendon and Richmond are playing tonight.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, maybe I'll check with Nick. Maybe we'll go watch the game at Sporting Globe or somewhere. But his partner, they do long distance and she's coming in tonight. So I'm like, well,
no.
I don't want to take that away. I'm not going to be like, hey, do you want to come hang out with me?
Yeah.
Because he hasn't seen his girlfriend in over like a couple of weeks. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do that. And I literally couldn't think of anything worse than like going out tonight. Like
right.
It's Friday. Like you're either
and
in or you're
like,
out.
It's, it's supposed to be like a cozy night tonight, you know, like the weather's a little bit poo.
Yeah. So
you just want to sit on the couch.
So I was like, I called her just in the news earlier and I was like, hey, can you charge the iPad? She's got an iPad for work. I was like, can you charge it up so I can just like, I don't want to watch the footy on my phone.
Yeah.
I don't have TV in our bedroom. I'm happy to be in the bedroom.
Oh, God, you're going to be on the iPad like some sad child at a restaurant. Don't bother mum now. She's talking with the adults.
Pretty much. So, and she was like, if I remember to do it, sure. And I'm like, great. Feeling seen, feeling heard. This is excellent. And then I was like, also, because like they all take turns whenever they host, they cook so that, and everyone eats just like whoever cooks up. And I was like, am I eating the same food
as
you're
if you're not
preparing?
Gonna have food tonight.
And she was like, yeah, but you can't sit with us. You'll have to eat it in the bedroom.
I've prepared you a peanut butter sandwich and you will eat it alone in the bedroom with your iPad.
I've never experienced this ever. It's like
it's
a new version of my wife where she's ashamed of me.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure she is, but she's outwardly ashamed of me. And now inwardly, like within the house as well.
Yeah, this has happened with my husband a couple of times because like he's quite close with a lot of my girlfriends as well. And when they come over, you know, sometimes like one of my mates was having a little bit of a rough time and she was coming over for dinner and Akshay was very excited that, you know, we were having a guest over and he kept like popping in and like giving his 2 cents. And I was like, I reckon you could probably pop to the bedroom. There's a TV up there, you know, just maybe just give us 5 minutes to, you know, have a chat, just the two of us.
She's crying on the couch. She's like, you look a bit sad, Tiffany.
She's like sobbing on the couch and he's like, you'll be fine. I just know it. I've got a feeling. Shut up, Akshay.
God, I feel like I'm looking in a mirror.
Read the room, bro.
Yeah, all right. Can I come over?
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight?
I'm busy, actually.
Okay,
you can have my iPad, though.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
I've seen a wild story. Need to talk about it now.
Okay.
There is a rugby league star. State of Origin is very, very soon. So, obviously, in rugby league, Queensland, New South Wales. It's iconic. It's the three games of rugby league I watch every single year. there is a player for New South Wales, one of the wingers. Genuinely, sorry if I haven't got this pronunciation right, but I'm not familiar with the player. But his name is Brian Tuo.
Sure.
Or 2 hours.
Again, it's the only three games a year that either of us watch.
He obviously, so if he's playing for New South Wales, one of the best in his sport, right? So not only is he playing professional NRL, but he's playing the next level up.
State of Origin.
State of Origin. He does not necessarily have a great, like, nutrition diet, some would say.
But he's an athlete.
Yeah, I know.
You would assume that they have meticulous diets.
Yeah, you would think that there would be a very strict pre-game routine and things that they would eat. Before the 2024 premiership in the NRL, he revealed that he had a bowl of chips with aioli, two breakfast burgers, and six Coke Zeros.
Now, six Coke Zeros!
Coke Zeros is the thing that I want to talk about. So Coke heard about this and sent him 24 cases. So 24 by 24, that is 576 cans of Coke Zero.
Oh my God.
How long do you think it took him to have roughly 200 litres, again, 576 cans of Coke Zero?
I would say that like 500 cans would be at least a year's supply.
1 month.
1 month? How is he not dead? 1 month, yes, Tim.
It's probably not good for you.
My word. He's pickling himself in Diet Coke.
Do you want to... So someone said to him, like, they did the math. They were like, look, you've finished these almost 600 cans in a month. And they asked for his response on how he... When he was like, oh, I've done the math. That is a lot of Coke, no sugar.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear his direct quote? Shit.
Good Lord.
I wanted to hit the phones with this. 5223295. What's...
How many do you do?
Well, essentially, but it doesn't have to be Coke No Sugar or Coke Zero.
Well, we were used to work with a lady in promotions. And she was she would smash a 12-pack of Diet Coke
a day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. She'd bring a box in to the office, put them in the fridge, and by the end of the day, all gone.
But that's how she stopped smoking. And she's like, I live and die by that. Like, I will never smoke a cigarette again, but I drink 12 cans of Coke Zero every single day. But yeah, how many do you do? And what is the thing that you do? 5223295. Because essentially 600 cans, 200 litres in 1 month. And this bloke is at the top level of his sport.
Good Lord.
It is impressive. It gives us hope.
I mean, forget that it's no sugar. Think of the caffeine he's consuming. That's
but no sugar. Give us a call, 5223295. How many do you do? And what do you do in the first place? Is there, like, I know that the soft drink isn't necessarily, I guess, a vice, but is there a thing that you go, like, look back at any point in your life and you go, oh, yeah, I was definitely, like, borderline addicted to this?
No, not myself. My husband, definitely. He's got a real affinity for coconut water at the moment.
To smash in the coconut water.
There's like this one particular like coconut water that comes in a can from Aldi. And I reckon he has probably about four of those a day.
Oof.
He loves them.
I feel like this bloke from the rugby league should be smashing that. Yeah. That seems like more. How is that guy that smashes 600 cans a professional athlete? And the guy that smashes four coconut waters a day.
My husband is a professional athlete as well, okay?
He's a professional. Take the athlete off that. Madison in Armstrong Creek, this isn't you. This is your husband. How many did he do and what did he do?
So he used to drink 15 cans of Coke No Sugar a day.
15? My
just
word.
For the taste?
No, he would take them to work and he'd drink them all just like lunch.
Madison, do your husband drink water as well, or is that just like he's only liquid intake? Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna put it out there. We don't have to do this.
What?
On Monday. I don't think if I started at 10 a.m. when we get here, if you said to me, Tim, from 10 till 6, you have to drink 15 cans of Coke No Sugar.
I don't know if that's good for you, buddy. Do you want to try?
I need to know
what it's like. I think you'd get about 3 in and then you'd give up.
I need to know what it's like to be your husband, Madison.
Well, Madison, you ended up pulling the pin on your husband's habit, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Was it like, were you
I
just
think
like...
15 cans and Coke No Sugar at work was pretty ridiculous.
And and financially devastating.
Yeah. Coke's just expensive these days.
Okay. All right. Well, Madison, appreciate the call. That's crazy. Sorry, I raised my pitch because that's how I genuinely do feel.
Madison was telling me off the air, Tim, that they would
Do you want to broadcast it if it's off the air?
She was telling me about her husband that they would buy a slab of Coke cans pretty much every 2 days. So much Coke.
Do you think I could? You think I got 15 in me for a work day?
I reckon. Let's buy the 12 pack of cans.
No, if we're gonna do, if I'm, I want to.
You want to do all 15? Well, you're not gonna make it past three.
I'll weigh a lot, but I reckon I can do it.
All right, you bring a slab on Monday, and let's make it happen. We'll record you throughout the day.
This is gonna sound weird. Let me run it by my wife.
Okay. Okay, so this won't be happening. It's not going to be Cokes. No. It'll be Pepsi Max.
It'll be Pepsi Max, but you understand what I mean. This is Tim and Jess. Green Day there, Minority. It is 3:17. We're Tim and Jess here to drive you home on K-Rock, and the show is thanks to the Gordon. Real skills, real experience, real outcomes. Study at the Gordon.
Tim, a couple of days ago we talked about the arrival of the latest member of the Peppa Pig family.
Oh my God, can we stop talking about this? This is so weird to me. Why is this still in the news?
Well, because there was a bit of controversy around the announcement because people in the UK in particular were a little bit upset that Mummy Pig...
Can we just take a step back? So
sure.
So why is Peppa Pig in the news at the moment? Before we go into the controversy of what's happened...
If you are a big fan of the Peppa Pig show, or you've maybe seen any episodes...
Why aren't you napping? You're four. Have you had your yogurt today?
Peppa Pig is the baby pig.
Okay.
Right?
Of a cartoon. This is a cartoon show.
A cartoon show, a whole bunch of cartoon pigs. You've got Mummy Pig, Daddy Pig, Peppa's brother, George, and Peppa.
Yeah.
And earlier in the year, I think around February, it was announced that Mummy Pig was pregnant with her third piglet.
Sure.
And then on Tuesday...
It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
We welcomed the new arrival Tuesday morning at 5:34 a.m. Mummy Pig gave birth to a baby girl named Evie.
Just the effort that's been put into this fictional family.
Yes.
And the photos and the effort, and it was like on the steps of where you would see like a royal child.
It was announced, and this is where the controversy begins, Tim, because it was announced the baby was born at the exclusive Lindo Wing of the St. Mary's Hospital in London.
So is that where the royal babies are?
This
born?
Is where all the royal babies have been born over the years. The prices for the wards, the starting rates are around $11,300 Australian. That's the basic ward in that wing. The deluxe package, which is what Mummy Pig and the royals have opted for, is about $14,500.
What does Mummy Pig do for work?
Well, this is that everyone's saying.
How does she earn her bacon? Cutting off a slither of herself and selling
herself on the streets.
Jessica.
As a pig, Tim. She's selling her bacon. You started this.
Not a reference I thought I'd hear when we talked about Peppa Pig. But here we are.
But yes, a lot of people are upset that they didn't realise how well off Mummy Pig and Daddy Pig were.
Good for them.
And that they didn't go to one of the many beautiful public hospitals in the UK.
So people are upset with this fake news story.
Yes.
It's not real. And they're saying, oh, that's not very respectable of the, you know, Cosy lives right now.
Yep.
Come on. Pig family? This is ridiculous.
any statements from Peppa Pig?
No, I mean, I know. Oh, okay. Yeah, actually.
Yeah, there is a... you do have right. one. Okay.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of people saying online lately that my family has lost touch because my mummy gave birth to my little sister Evie in the very fancy hospital. I just want you to know you're all twats. And I think you should keep your nose out of our business, innit? Because if you get involved, Papa Pig's coming your way,
okay,
bruv.
Well. When did Peppa Pig turn into an ashay?
That was, sorry, I just got that audio from
so
YouTube.
Weird. So. Yeah, strange. But yeah, congratulations again to Mummy Pig.
No, stop. We're stopping. This is not real news. This is not real news. This is
news, Tim.
It's not news because...
The new season of Peppa Pig, I think, will be released, I believe, September with little baby Evie, so...
Why have we talked about the new season of Peppa Pig more than The Last of Us, one of the most popular television shows of the last 10 years? And you keep bringing
Peppa
Pig.
Is that about a pig? Because otherwise I'm not interested.
Oh, I'm so happy it's Friday. Okay, rock. This is Tim and Jess. Some news that I initially was kind of like, not really much in this, but it's inspired my brain. And I'm excited to have this conversation.
Okay.
There was a celebrity sighting in an unusual place in the last 24 hours, and people are going gaga.
Are you talking about yourself being at GMHBA Stadium? Because neither of those things are unusual. Local celebrity spotted at the Cats game.
Okay. No.
Also weird talking about yourself in third person.
Tim doesn't think so. No, the reason I said people are going gaga, because it involves Lady Gaga.
Ooh.
She was spotted at a supermarket food court in Singapore, and people are going, Lady Gaga, Stephanie, what are you doing in a food court in Singapore?
Like, girl's got to eat.
Girl's got to eat. Haven't you ever been starving in town and thought, I'm just going to duck into Westfield.
God, I love a food court.
Just grab, like, I don't care. I'm just going to have... beef and black bean with rice. Like, that's classic food court lunch
for
me.
The best thing about a food court is that you can get items from multiple different places.
Yeah.
No judgment.
No judgment. Well, some judgment and paparazzi for Lady Gaga. Apparently, she was sitting in just like the communal section.
Oh,
chowing down.
Not even a VIP in the food court.
In the photos that I can see of this paparazzi, she's got a bottle of what could only be described as water.
Oh.
And a plate of food.
What did she go with?
Oh, I can see some salad, maybe a bit of chicken, but the photos are all kind of like she's blocking the majority of the meal.
She went with the number 7 special.
And then this person on TikTok,
are we sure it's Lady Gaga?
No, it definitely is. Like, okay. I've been looking at the photos. It absolutely is. So I'm not sure exactly why she's in Singapore, but this person who's big on TikTok, they like followed her around the food court, like doing like selfie videos and like, Lady Gaga's at my food court in Singapore right now. Chill out.
Yeah.
Chill out.
Just let her live, you know? No one's following Tim around the food court at Westfield when he's just trying to pick up his Peppy Max and his pig donut. You know what I mean? Let a boy live. We've all got to eat.
Are you done? What I wanted to do, and I know, like, I mean, it's super unlikely. Celebrity sightings.
Yeah.
What celebrity have you seen and where? I saw Hugh Jackman out the front of a bakery once.
Wow.
And he nodded at me because I was looking at him and then I nodded at him. And it was essentially we both acknowledged that he knew that I knew that he was Hugh Jackman.
I get the same vibe from Lingy when I pass him in the hallway.
Except you work together. I don't work with Hugh Jackman. But yeah, maybe it was when you were at an airport. Maybe it was here in Geelong. Maybe a big name celebrity. I know Zac Efron and John Cena were in the area when they were filming that movie a couple of years ago. So I just thought I'd put it out there. I know we're not going to get Gaga in a food court level, but any celebrity sighting anywhere unusual, that's what we're looking for today. Have you ever spotted a celebrity out and about, Jess?
I mean, I've spotted like other radio announcers. And
so no.
Well, yeah. And my husband always makes it weird and goes, oh, go on, go talk to your colleague.
No thanks.
I'm not going to bother that person.
I mean, you did see Nikki Buckley in a cafe.
Yes.
But, I mean, when she lives here.
Yes.
That is
it's and,
more
you
likely.
Know, my husband absolutely lost his mind when we saw Nikki
Childhood
Buckley.
Childhood crush.
Childhood crush. And I said, go on over and go and say hi. And he refused to talk to her.
Well, now we've spoken to Nikki Buckley a couple of times lately. And have you passed on? That'd be weird to pass on that your husband's got
I decided not to mention it because it felt strange.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Sue in Leopold. Who was the celebrity? Where did you see him? Oh.
You there, Sue?
Oh, yes, I am. Sorry. We saw Ben Cousins in... Phuket Airport.
Ah, yeah.
Nice.
Airports is, I feel like that's like half, worth half a point.
Yeah.
It's not, It's not fair to get a full point.
Is it common?
But well, yeah, because celebrities got to fly somewhere. Yeah. And so, but they, you can't, like, Ben Cousins can't afford a VIP jet.
That's fair. That's fair. Sue, did you go up and say hi to him?
My friend did and asked him for an autograph, and he said no. So that was a bit disappointing.
Oh, God.
I get it.
That's worst case scenario, though, yeah, like when you walk up to someone and they go, no thanks.
All right. Well, all right. That's a strong start. Beck in Geelong, who is the celebrity and where did you sight them?
Good afternoon, guys. Eddie Perfect, who is currently playing, obviously, Beetlejuice and Offspring. While I was living in Brunswick, I saw him at a cafe and kind of crazily fangirled over him. He was kind of like, oh, this is a bit weird, a bit awkward, whatever. Anyway, turns out he actually lives in Brunswick and I had to walk past his house most days with the dog and it was this awkward eye contact.
Oh, because you'd already gone up to him, Beck, and said, and like made it clear that you're a fan.
Oh, no.
And now all of a sudden you're walking by his house.
Is there a link with Eddie Perfect and Asher Keddie? Were they on a show together?
Yes, they were on Offspring together.
Okay, so I've seen Asher Keddie in Brunswick.
Oh, does she also live there?
At the library, so maybe she was visiting Eddie.
Yeah, could have been. Could have been. Beck, how long did this go on for, where you were just essentially stalking accidentally Eddie Perfect?
It probably would have been 2 or 3 weeks until he kind of, he had the kids out the front with the dog, and I think I started to like beeline different directions just to... didn't want anything too, control happening.
Did you speak to him more than once, or was just the once, and then it was just awkward eye contact after that?
Yeah, it was just once at the cafe, and I was like, oh, my God, you're Eddie Perfect. And he was kind of like, and, then after that it was kind of past, we got with the kids, and,
Beck, he was probably telling his friends, like, I met this crazy woman at a cafe, and now she's coming by my house every day.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, never get. I'm yet to meet a story, hear a story where it just goes well.
Yeah,
it's just like, yeah, they said hi, and it was nice.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.